Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge. And let no flesh glory in the presence of God. Let the power of the Lord enter into the hearts of men. Let the wisdom of the Lord enter into the hearts of men. Let every heart on this platform be made right before the Lord. Let every heart on this platform that is hardened be made flesh in the name of Jesus. And as the people of God humble themselves to hear from the throne room of grace, let us be equipped. Let us be anointed. Let us be empowered. Let us be led in all our ways. Let the truth of God catapult us into the highest level of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word in Jesus. Amen. The dangers of lies, part 2. The dangers of lies, part 2. I'm entering into the part 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are not able to get all the words, don't worry. A faithful servant on the platform will post it so that you can also read from there. Do you know that anybody that lies is hiding something? Do you know that? Anybody that lies is hiding something. Anybody that is telling lies or speaking lies is hiding something. And that is deception. So anytime you stand and you ignore the truth and you profess lies, what you are doing is that you are hiding something. You are hiding something. So the liar is always hiding something. What is the liar hiding? The liar is hiding the truth. But the liar is making the lie more important than the truth. And this is what the Lord hates. And today I will walk you through some powerful things that you'll be shocked. And at the end of this message, my prayer is that may the Lord have mercy on us. And may the Lord usher us to a fresh page in this life where it will be very difficult for us to lie. I'm telling you. Where it will be very difficult for us to lie. Because a lot of things are being destroyed because we have maintained this platform of lies. So anytime you lie, you are hiding something. And anybody that lies is so simple. It is either you are hiding something about yourself or about others. It is either you do not want to disclose certain things, and so you are just making sure that you are protecting it. Yet, that is a wrong way of protecting something. Last week, I told you that everything we do have consequences. Everything. Everything we do, whether a positive consequence or a negative consequence. And this is what most of us, we do not know. And so we do things just like that. Everything has a consequence. And it is only the mercy of the Lord that can touch a man's life and cancel consequences. If not, whatsoever a man sows, the same he shall reap. So there is a sowing period and there is a reaping period. Mama, this life, anytime you wake up in the morning, whatever time you used to wake up, anytime you wake up, get to know this truth, that life It's seed sowing. So I always say that living is seeding. So whatever you are doing in this life, if it is positive, you are going to have positive consequences. If it is negative, you are going to be faced with negative consequences. So which one do you like? Some of the consequences, you will not reap it. Your children will reap it. Some of the consequences, you will not reap it. When you are young, you will reap it when you are old. Some of the consequences, you will not reap it when you are old. You will reap it today. Some of the consequences, you will not reap it when you are young. You will not reap it when you are old. You will reap it when Jesus comes. So if we are living life and having set things at the back of our minds, we will be very careful the way we do things. Because you will not have your way anytime you think that, oh, I lied and I got my way. I lied and I have my way through. Sir, you have not gotten your way through. Something is waiting for you that if you don't take care, it will crush you one day. Because scripture makes us understand. And I quoted the scripture last week. And today I'll quote it again. You will not have an escape. Liars will never escape. You will not have an escape. You will be caught. You will be caught. No matter the lies you have said. I told you that there is a guy I know. He manipulated his age. And today life is fighting him. He's not fighting life. Life is fighting him. He manipulated his age. That time he was around 26, 27, 30 something. He said he's 16 years just to play under 18. And today he's struggling. Almost 30 years. Brought down his age to 16. So that he could be able to play under 20. Under 18. And today he's struggling. Whatever a man sows, the same he shall reap. I salute Grace, Papa Reggie. I salute you at their gifting. So most of us, the reason why the glory of God is not manifesting so much in our life is that we lie too much. Lies has become part of us. And let me tell you, the devil is not looking for anything in your life. Oh, he's just looking for a day or a place in your life that he will call it a legal ground. Some of us, we are so clean. We are so clean. We are so clean that the devil cannot have any place to stay or a place to call a legal grounds. But in all our carefulness, it is easy for us to lie. Onye masem, onomonsa, onye basabasa, nenso, entrode. Odibe kano huti siya. Sik men kwan turu weyang kame huti rimi yo, mama. Imagine you are home to home. You think lies have set you free? Scripture says it is the truth that will set us free. If there is anything that can set a man free, it is truth. If there is something that can set a man free, it's not lies. And I told you last week that anything that is built on the foundation of lies will crash. If you deceive that man to marry you, one day he will leave you. If you deceived that woman to marry you, one day he will leave you because you will be caught. You cannot hide it forever. You cannot hide it forever. There is nothing that can be hidden under the sun. The power of the sun is to expose things in darkness. So if you think that you have lied. Oh, I lied to him and he bought this for me. I lied to him and he married me. I lied to him and he took me to abroad. I lied. One day, the truth will come out. Some of us, we are so good at the things we do, yet we are full of lies. And the lying spirit is dwelling in us. Yet we are tongue-speaking Christian. And last week I asked you that. How can a tongue-speaking Christian that confess that Christ or the Spirit of the Lord is in him or her, how can such a man, such a woman that is fully loaded with the Spirit of the Lord also have a lying tongue? How can it be possible? Because lying is a spirit, and the father of all liars is the devil.
So how can you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you and at the same time have the father of lies, the spirit of lies living in you? It simply means that one is not at work in you. That is the plain truth. It simply means that one is not at work in you. God bless you, Papa Williams. I salute grace. It simply means that one is not truthfully at work in you. It is either you have peacefully accommodated the spirit of lies to live in you. I tell you, some of us, we look so clean, yet the way we can lie. And the devil has used that as a foothold. The devil has used that as a legal grounds and is operating against us because we will steal, because we will not commit fornication. We will not do a lot of things. Yet, it is easy for us to lie. And we think that, oh, this one, there is no problem. Sir, let me take you to scripture. I'm taking you to the book of Proverbs. I'll take you through the book of Psalms. And I'll take you through the book of Revelation. I'll take you to Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Prayer time, that is the book we are doing. I'll take you to that book. And I'll pinpoint certain things for you to know. That you can never have your way if you allow lying spirit to be your body. I'm telling you, you can't have your way. The way some of us will lie, and one thing, you can't trust us. Small problem, we are lying. And yet we are our hands, we lift our hands to you, our clean hands, holy hands. Your hands are not holy. Your mouth is not holy. Everything of yours is not holy because you think that lying is something. Oh, and yes, say it's normal. It is not normal for a Christian to become a liar. I repeat, it is not normal for a Christian to be a liar. If you think it is a normal thing to be a liar, sir, I look straight into your eyes, into your face, and I tell you straight that, sir, it is not normal to be a liar. It is deadly. It is dangerous to be a liar. It is dangerous to tell lies in order to have your way, in order to be positioned, in order to be given a property, in order to be accepted. If you lie to be accepted, one day, the truth will come out and you will be put into shame. You can lie your way to be accepted today. I'm telling you, whether you like it or not, one day, the truth will come out. And when the truth comes out, your shame will be more than the glory that you had after you lied. And so why don't I stop it today and get a better place for my life tomorrow? Why don't I stop it today? Why don't I stop lying today? Why? Why don't I decide to live a life that is full of truth and not lies? Why don't I? Are we together? So there is a tendency that you and I will do everything possible to make sure that, mama, in your marriage, be truthful. In your Christian life, be truthful. In the position you hold, be truthful. Because men are watching. They are not saying anything today because they think that all that you are saying is the truth. The day that everything you told men become a lie, that day is your end. We have allowed the devil to make us liars. We have allowed the devil to make us liars. Now, Asorepeni Chantro. The preacher is lying. The apostle lies. The apostle lies. The man of God cannot make an example in the pulpit without lying. Now, church members, even when we stand in the pulpit to give a testimony, we attach lies. Now, people are being assigned to give a testimony which is full of lies. And we think that, oh, we made it so nice. Oh, it to bring glory to God. Sir, no lie can bring glory to God. What the Lord has done, say it like that. What the Lord has done, He knows why He did that. Stop arranging testimonies in the name of you wanting to look beautiful. You are not wiser than the God who called you. And you are not wiser than the God who gave you the testimony. Stop arranging, because in your ability to arrange it, you will lie. And that will cost you. Are we still together? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I believe we are still together. Okay. You can't throw too much. And throw the doors on the door. You can't throw too much. You can't throw too much, because we want to have our way. And some of us, what we are not is what we let people know we are. It's a serious thing, no? You think by lying, you bring glory to God. It doesn't matter how you say it. It doesn't matter how you want men to see you. And I know you see the assassin who you told me. Why are you lying so? Just to bring glory to God. You want people to know that the Lord has done what? But you are struggling. Why don't you live a life of truth and wait for God's time? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. It's a scripture that every Christian must know. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Let's go there. I'm pushing myself here. Me preaching, but I'm too much and I make us up. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Let's read something. Scripture says that these six things do what the Lord hates. Solomon is going to make mention of certain things that the Lord hates so much. And included in the six things that the Lord hates, if you had a pie, I salute you. Included in the six things that the Lord hates, he will make mention of a certain tool that is part of us today, but we don't see it as part of us. These six things do what the Lord hates. Yeah, seven are an abomination unto him. Let's go. Verse 17. A proud look. I'll take my time and teach that. Look at the second one. The first one, it says, a proud look. Straight to the second one, it says, a lying tongue. A proud look. A lying tongue. The Lord says he hates it. He doesn't recommend it to men, because he himself is the God of truth. And so he wants his children to be children of light, children of truth. Mercy, please, you're welcome. So the Lord God Most High wants you and I to be children of truth, children that his truth dwelleth in us, not lies. So he said he hates it. A lying tongue. And hands that shed innocent blood, alcohol. And heart that devises wicked imaginations, I'll go there. Feet that be swift in running to mischief, I'll go there. A false witness that speaketh lies. A lying tongue. A false witness that speaketh lies. These two things. Scripture says that the Lord hates it so much. He cannot be friends with it. He cannot be friends with it. So how can the tongue-speaking Christian befriend to something the Lord hates? There are some of us, as a matter of fact, we are even living a life of lie. The entirety of our life is lies. May God show us mercy. You can't trust us. Every day we need to say a new lie, or we need to speak a new lie to cover the old one. So, among four popra, would you sorry and opera corner the organ wire and truffle for a band? I will be chuck. Am I a duody now? So when you baby, and this is something from the devil. The devil is making sure that he will keep you at one place by making you a liar. He is hiring you to become an agent of his kingdom, but you don't know. You call yourself a child of God. I call myself a preacher of the word, but the truth is that the devil has hired us to be his agents. Why? We are printing lies. We are holding on to something that is abomination unto God. Dear, God hates it. It's an abomination unto God to have a lying lips and to be. Oh God, have mercy.
Obadiah dear for ukuno ho akoye oho dear, you have to lie.
Why do you have to lie to live? Why do you have to lie to live? And you think that no sir, on a more serious note, it's deadly. And this is the work of the enemy. He just needs a legal ground in our life. Apostle Francis, I salute you. He needs a legal ground in our life. So he always makes sure that there is something in our lives that he can hold on to and fight us at all times. And I told you last week that the devil will not fight you, or the devil will not tempt you with something you don't love. If you don't love it, he's not tempting you. If you don't like it, he's not using it to tempt you. So when the devil gets to know that, what they are son of there, the way you lie easily. He will always use that. He will create circumstances that will help you to master your lies. So yesterday you were in the primary class of lies. Today you are in the junior high school of lies. Tomorrow you will be in the senior high school of lies. Another day you will be in the university of lies. And very soon you will graduate and you go and do your masters of lies. So a time will come, there will be no difference between you and the devil. Why? Because he's the father of lies. Why can't you speak the truth? I told you last week that even if you have to speak the truth and die, speak it and die. Rather than speak lies and live, it's dangerous. Because one thing that a man must not do is something that is an abomination unto God. When you read the word of the Lord and you see that something is abomination unto God, please underline it and make sure that this thing you will not play around it. It's so simple. If something is an abomination unto God, don't play around it. Don't think you can be so smart. If he hates it, he hates it. And this is his word. Scripture says that he hates it. A lying tongue and a false witness that speaketh lies. He hates it with passion. Are we together? So let me talk about the dangers of lies. Number one, why is lying so dangerous? Lying is so dangerous because, number one, God will punish all lies. Lying is so dangerous because God will punish liars. Get this truth and get it well. Yeah, I sometimes I hear messages like, why is a loving God going to put his children into a lake of fire? And the same person saying this has even forgotten that the same loving God paved the way into the sea, made sure that a section of people crossed the same sea, and a section of his creation died in the sea. We love to teach the loving nature of God. Papa, there is a judgment nature of God. Don't run from that. The same God that is a God of love is a God of judgment. Sometimes we do not want to scare men. That is why we don't enter into that. Why do we sometimes keep quiet about this? If you have taken your time to read the book of Revelation, Christopher, Bible, no kura, is a remote. We don't read it. Now, certain things you be very careful. You will not live your life just like that. Anyhow, your pen or yell, sorry, I don't pay you no account. Your pen or court. No. How far life in Niagara? Take your time and you read the word of the Lord. When you are being advised to read the word of the Lord, you don't take it. You don't take it. May God have mercy. Mama, the loving God is also a judge. the merciful God is also a judge. The gracious God is also a judge. Gone are the days the people experience his judgment nature. It is today that grace has quieted his judgment nature, that he has kept everything for the coming of Christ. In the olden days, most of the people experience a judgment nature. It is breaking. Can you don't wait till tomorrow before evil happens to you? If you do evil, you are being paid with evil until grace appears. So when grace appeared unto all men, that is why all this judgmental state of the Lord has been suspended for some time. So in the olden days, how dare you? No, I go down, but I know about sorry. No, no. You better you hold. I see. You be born in din. Then I be sebi now. Call. Fifrat tell. Now call. Now fine. Hey, normal. Okay. But in the olden days, kami no mi yonu ke wuda dada. Ananias and Sapphira. These people, they went to sell their own land. Nobody told them to go and sell the land. They themselves took a decision that they are going to sell a land. Let me tell you. Let me point out one. It is even in the New Testament. This is not in the Old Testament. Ananias and Sapphira, they decided to sell the land and bring the proceeds to God. And when they sold the land and they came, they took a portion of the money. Nobody saw them taking a portion of the money. But when they came and they gave the money to the apostle of the Lord, because they lied. The husband came, and before he released the money to them, he lied. And immediately he lied. The apostle asked him, why have you lied against the Spirit of God? Then or he died. This is not Old Testament. He lied against the Spirit of God. He decided, it should tell you how the Lord detests lies. Now, in our era, where men can say what the Spirit of the Lord has not said, and they use the name of the Spirit of God as a stamp. Fine, that says the Spirit of the Lord. Fine, that says the Lord of hosts. Fine, that says the God of heaven. Fine, that says the God of Abraham. Whilst the Lord has not even spoken, the Lord has not even revealed himself to him or her. But he is saying, thou sayest the word of the Lord. Thou sayest the Spirit of the Lord to you. And first, now fine, you are gone. But for grace. But for grace. Who small boy be? Who say? I saw the commandments. No commandments. It be. Or Sunday from where? No kung kung. That say the Spirit of the Lord says. You are playing with divinity. You are playing with divinity. You are playing with something that your fathers do not even understand. You are playing with divinity. You are playing with the God you have never seen. You are playing with the name of the Spirit you have never seen. You are playing, you are just making the name of the Spirit of God as something mere to man. You appear one day and say, that says the Spirit of God. And Ananias and Sapphira came, went to sell their own thing, came back to give the proceeds to the Spirit, the apostle of the Lord. But when they came, they lied. They didn't lie to men. They lied to the Spirit of the Lord. Because when they were taking the decision to go and sell the land, the Spirit of the Lord was there. And so the Spirit of the Lord was waiting for them to be faithful. And yet when they came, the man came first. He lied. He died. Then the woman came second. When the woman came, because they had orchestrated this whole thing together. When the woman came, she also said the same thing the husband said. Because they think that the two shall be one. So when your husband is lying, you must also lie. The two shall be one. So you have to make sure that what you have. When it comes to the things of the Spirit. When it comes to the things of the Spirit. If I am lying, don't follow me to lie. So there are some of us, we are following men blindly. There are some of we the young ones coming. Sometimes we can follow a man of God, and the man of God will tell us to go and lie. Come on. Everything the man of God is telling you to go and say in the pulpit is a lie. Go and say, I prayed for somebody and the Lord healed the person.
when you say these things, people will become interested and they will need to come to church. And you hear this thing because I want to be loyal to the man of God. And so you put your own life at risk by lying. Sir, the two shall be one. The man came light, tight. The woman came light and she also died. The men that carried your husband away, they just came. She also died. They carried her body. When it comes to lying, the Lord, he tested. So the reason why it is dangerous to become a liar, the reason why it is dangerous to lie at all times, is that number one, God will punish liars. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 22. Let me go there first. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 22. Thank you, Spirit of God. I read. Scripture says that lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Lying lips, they are abomination unto the Lord. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully. If the Lord calls a man that he or she is my delight, he's simply referring to a man that is truthful. That's why I always say that God is not coming for no, he's coming for the faithful. The little gift he gave you, how truthful did you work with? So the other day when the man was leaving, he gave talents to his people. When he came, he just expected them to be faithful with what he had given them. So the Lord is not coming for Pastor Enoch, Pastor William, Pastor Reggie. No, he's coming for the faithful. So on that day, the archbishop will not be called an archbishop. No disrespect to him. The very reverend will not be called a very reverend. You are not a very reverend before God. You are not an archbishop before God. But it's coming for the faithful. On that day, the Pope will not be recognized as a Pope. When the Lord wants to address him, he will address him as a faithful. If only he remained faithful in the little the Lord gave him, he shall be known as faithful. If you yourself, you are able to also hold on to what he has given you and be truthful and faithful to it, you will also be noticed as the faithful. So the Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. The Lord is not coming for the called. He's not coming for the chosen. He's coming for the faithful. Because you can be called and still lose it. You can be chosen and still not be faithful. There are many men of God that were called. There are many men of God that were chosen, but they got to a time that because of certain things that they needed in life and that delayed, and they were not able to receive it. Most of them became liars. Most of them had to lie to have their way. Most of them had to say things the Lord didn't say just so to get favor before men. Most of them had to do things the Lord had not ordered them to do. And because of that, today they have become false prophets. They were not false prophets. Oh. They were not false teachers. Oh. They were doing so well. They were called. They were chosen. But they were not able to become the faithful. Prophet Nanakwabna, I salute you. They were not able to be part of the faithful. And that is where the problem is. And that is where I anytime I read the word of the Lord, I get so pained. And I wish that I could open the head of men and deposit this word of God into us. And we play with things. We do things in the house. Are we still together? Entering the dorsal. So the reason why it is dangerous to become a liar, it is dangerous to lie, is that God will punish liars. Let me go to the same Proverbs chapter 19 verse 5. Let me play small here. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 5. The Bible says that a false witness shall not be unpunished. And he that speaketh lies shall not escape. This is what I'm telling you. Mama, no matter the things you have accumulated with lies, no matter the things you have gotten out of lies, one day, you will be exposed. You can't escape.
You cannot be a liar and inherit heaven. It is impossible. It is impossible. Say, ki. Now, you're out of lies. There is no way of escape for you. Until you repent and you meet mercy. The way lies have taken over the church, may God have mercy. The way the body of Christ is full of lies, any small opportunity we get, we lie. Because everybody wants to get somewhere. And everybody wants to become somebody. And because of that, we go on the path of lies just so people will accept us. Things that we are not, we claim we are. Things we have not heard, we claim we've heard. Things we have not seen, we claim we see. Things we have not received, we claim we have received. And because of that, we fall on the path of liars. And the devil is playing with us because we have become his agent. And you have not repented. You are still holding on to that lies. And you are doing everything to protect that lies. And because of that, there is no happiness. Because there is no escape. The word of the Lord doesn't fail. You cannot dwell in this word of God and be a failure, sir. It doesn't fail. He says that there is no escape for the liar. You cannot have your way till you die. Because you are throwing in a coupon. So you will lie today. You will look so good in the eyes of men. What about tomorrow? But the dangers of lies. I was like, I'm doing a shirt today. I'm going to make a second. I'm in contempt. But there is one scripture I want to read. It is in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. It is in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Let me read it. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. I read the Bible says that. But the fearful, Mommy's version says that the cowardly. So you see that even when you are a coward, and every liar is a coward. Every liar is a coward. A hunty. Two things. And a man the petrantro. It is either pride or cowardice. It is either you are so full of pride. Obu be chantro because I want to do so. Obu on soa. It's true. Coward. It can't be made. Can you what it is better than Ubi Tantoro. Now watch. Verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, did you hear that? Even unbelieving, abominable, murderous, sexually immoral, sorceress, idolaters, and all liars. Oh, Pastor Enoch. Why am I hitting here so much? And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There is a place that man will not find peace. There is a place that man will not find peace. There is a place that man will not find comfort. How will you end there if things like this that I've mentioned, which includes a liar? For the sake of time, let me be very fast. So I said, number one, God will punish all liars. It is dangerous to lie because God will punish you. There is a punishment for that. Number two, it breaks trust and destroys relationship. It breaks trust and destroys relationship. Come on. Let me take my time here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen.
It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of effort to build trust. Sir, listen to me. It takes a lot of effort to build trust. But it takes a second to break it. And when it is broken, it is difficult to rebuild. Sir, it takes a lot of effort to build trust. It takes a second to break it. It can take forever to rebuild it. If it can be rebuilt, it can take forever. When men do not know who you really are, and they accept you for who you are, and they love you for who they think you are, and they walk with you for who they think you are, and they enter into a relationship with you for who they think you are, and they sit under you to be taught for who they think you are, and they kneel down for you to lay your hands on them for who they think you are, and they can call you and tell you their problems for who they think you are, when man goes on such a tangent with you, one thing that happens is that they build trust over time. But the day they will realize that certain things you told them were lies, the day they realize that everything you have been telling them are lies, they will lose everything they've built over time for you. And when trust is broken, it can take forever. Do I have a witness on this platform that you so much trusted somebody, and all of a sudden you saw a certain lie, or you saw that a person has lied to you? You have listened to everything they have said, not knowing that they were lying to you. How did you feel? How did you feel? How did you feel? The people you so much trusted, you so much loved, you so much accepted, you so much worked with, and all of a sudden, he has taken you for granted, taking you as a fool. It is not easy to come out of that. So there are some people on this platform, even as I speak to you, it is very difficult to build trust again. There are some people in your life, it is difficult to trust them. True of us. People of God on this platform, it is not easy for men to trust you. When they do, make sure that you don't combine lies with truth. Because there are men that are dishonest and there are men that are honest. People, my people, everybody is looking for an honest person to work with. And everybody is looking for an honest person to work with. So in a situation where you become a dishonest entity, you break their heart. If you want a true relationship, most of us that suffered broken heart, it was not because the person fed us with the truth. It was because we saw things that were lies. Or see, you are the apple of his eyes. Sena or was pissed. Say now, apple, nigga, because I was space. You are the apple of my eyes. I was space, or the apple ne fan nika kara. We were near no one space. Oh, chitty, fuck you. Oh, how mercy, Lord. Oh, chitty, sir. And the day you found out, you were heartbroken. You are the apple of my eye. You are the only Kele Wele in my afternoon lunch. You are the only Indomie in my anniversary clove. You heard all these things.
They lied to you. And you so much believe them. And you were thinking that you have gotten the love of your life. Not knowing that you are walking with a man full of deception. Not knowing that you are walking with a woman full of deception. There are some of us, we don't even believe in love again. You know why? Because of lies. Because we had an encounter with a lying man, a lying woman. We have had encounters with such people. And so some of us, we don't even believe in love again. We don't even believe in friendship again. Some of us, we don't even believe in building relationship again. Why? Because the people we so much believed, they have lied to us. In as much as I'm talking about these things, let me also tell each and everyone on this platform. So we'll be doing here, Mr. Don't build your life on the basics of lies. Because the same lie you are saying today, it will be exposed tomorrow. Scripture says that there is no escape route for you when you lie. So if you think that lying to the person for him or he, lying to the person,
is that him or he? And so cry there.
Lying for them to accept you. You know, some of us, when I lied to him, that is when he loved me. Hey. You think lies can build? I say this on record. Lies cannot build. You can't build anything reasonable on this earth with lies. One day, it will come back to square zero. Square zero. It will come back to square zero. A certain man met a lady. And the man said, tell me about you. I want to know everything about you. The lady said, I am a virgin. When the guy heard I'm a virgin, the guy said, oh, thank God. Then I will have nothing to do with you until I marry you. So I'm a virgin. For all my life, this is what I've been praying for, because so I believe that this is a blessing from God. The guy was so happy. The guy wanted to go at length with the lady. And so he didn't even make attempt to sleep with the girl, because he doesn't want to break the virginity. And this lady acted like, well, you need to be behind the virgin. Got the man deceived. The man married him. The man married her, sorry. Then at the honeymoon, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah. The rest is a dancing story. Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna. The rest is a dancing story. Hosanna. Sir. That mommy found Sakakara. Hallelujah. Hey! The virgin, no. The man got to know that she was not even a secondary virgin. She has even passed tertiary. Oye, masters. Masters, no, so I know what I'm going to masters, no, what? Chase, I didn't say, what Bob PhD from you, Hana? You cannot travel. But because she wanted to marry the man, so desperate to get married to the man, she lied to the man that I'm a virgin. The rest, it is the man that can say it. I can say it here. The man said, hey, it means what that damn sad. It was painful. Last week I said, anytime you deceive a man, you have made a fool of the man. Anytime you deceive a lady, you've made a fool of her. You are not only deceiving them, you are telling the person that you are a fool and you're smart, maybe too. And it's an insult.
You think you are smart. When I was growing up, a certain man told me something. It is just 2-3 years ago. See, anybody that is overly smart is a thief. There is smartness, I know. But there are some people, they are overly smart. Or say anybody that is overly smart is a thief. And it's a liar. That's a yeah. Let me tell you. Depending on say, Oma, when it tear be Oma Ponchiachi. Deception. It couldn't win the lady a marriage. But for the sake of time, let me read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Before I go there, there will be one post to mommy. Who see a better man on a panel? Your baby will be a canoe crepe for home. That's it. Who see your baby now? Canoe crepe to them. I say, a man divorced the wife because the woman was too experienced. Yeah, Mary. He said, well, get mama. Hey, cassava, no. Illusion the cassavaness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Therefore, putting away lying, Paul knew that these people, Paul and only speaking to the Ephesians, the Ephesians chapter, say, please put away lying. It's easy for men to lie. Putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. And no one can no correct your own. Can no correct. Can no correct your own. No one can obey you. No one can no correct your own. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. I mean, first, I'll point it in. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Did I have? Hey, I can't grab you. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. And now, I'm going to next point. I'll come to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. Thank you for posting. Now, let me go to Proverbs. Let me go to the next point for the sake of time. Let me time it. The next point. Anytime you lie, it hardens your heart. It hardens your heart. And it makes you sin in so many ways. It hardens your heart. And it makes you sin in so many ways. Let me go to the first, the second point. I'm going to say, there is a man here. Oh, she a lady. Now, say, on her name, sex, and woman, you know, so, oh, she a lady, not see me. I'm a man enough. I know all the skills. I will make you the happiest woman on this earth. I will make you explore. And I will explore you too. I will make you taste of the fruit of Garden of Eden. I will make you enjoy everything. They said, "Oh, your ladies." When the time came for them to, now one in him. Say, "Eh, kasa." Then the lady was like, "Ah, I am." Oh, Papa, five says, "Son, Papa." Five says, just say. The lady was like, "Ah, why did you say, or why did you tell me all these lies? Because you're not who you say you are." I said, "Oh, I know that if I don't say this, you will not fall for me." The lady fell for your lies. How can you keep her with your lies? It's dangerous. So anytime you lie, it hardens your heart. And the reason why it hardens your heart is that you need to keep on lying to cover the first lie. Anytime you lie, you
have to keep on lying.
So if you tell a lie today, you must tell another lie to cover the lies of yesterday. And it's dangerous. And it hardens your heart so much. And because of that, it makes you engage in a lot of sin. So one lie can lead you into a lot of sin. Let us be careful. It is dangerous to lie. So dangerous. It is dangerous to be a liar. It is so dangerous to live a life of a lie. Because you need to cover up. You lie today, you must cover up tomorrow. You lie tomorrow, you must cover up the next day. And everything you use to cover up is also a lie. At the end of the day, what good will come out of your life? So as tongue-speaking Christians, you must be very careful of these things. That is why I'm bringing everything to our notice. So that, Mama, we will have our message on your mind. Now, if we will now, sir, we will. For the sake of time, let me be fast. Number four. It produces pain and problems. Lies. It produces pain and problems. Let me take that from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 14. I say, frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth his cord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly and shall be broken without remedy. It causes pain. Are we together? It causes pain. Pain. Let me explain it this way. Let's say that in the relationship I have with my wife, let's say that all that I've been telling her are lies. The day the truth will come out, how will my wife feel? She will go through pains. And after going through pains, it will bring a lot of problems. Just a lie, a simple lie, the person will be so hurt. So most of us, we are having hearts that are so hurt. Not because we had car accident, because people lie to us. Because people lie to us. We get so hurt. Pain will fill our heart. Bitterness will fill our heart. You go and say, I don't mean to be fine until we come to die. Rather more than if I tell you, couldn't want it. Rather, some fire the entire. Take out lies. Enfa and draw and be position. Don't rely on lies to get a position. It will bring you pain tomorrow. Your problems will multiply tomorrow. A lot of pain, sir. Your problems will multiply tomorrow. So please. And the last one says that the liar will be caught. Whether you like it or not, the liar will be caught. Whether you like it or not, Mama, you'll be caught. So she can't throw. Because she can't throw. Could I say, Missy can't throw, but she should try to be. Ain't that throw? Man, I couldn't do any. Sorry. Let truth lead you always. And there is a secret in this life. There is a secret code. If you walk with truth, darkness cannot overcome you. If you walk in and with truth, darkness can never overcome you. What the no current antia is soon to be true. What the throne antia is soon to be true. Now, your father is the devil.
Your father is the devil.
And that is a dangerous thing. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9. I think I've read it. Let me read that one too and then. Me fancy. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9. The Bible says that he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. If you walk upright, you walk surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will become known. So please make sure that you walk in truth. Now let me leave you with two things. Let me fancy. How can I abstain from lying? How can I abstain from lying? May then my children free a true idiom. How can I abstain from lying? How can I? Number one, love and cherish integrity. Love and cherish integrity. Love and cherish integrity. Are we together? I believe you can hear me. Okay. How do I abstain from lying? Number one, love and cherish integrity. The definition for integrity says that a quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. A quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. The next one says that the state of being whole and undivided. The quality of being honest. You must be a man of integrity. If you want to abstain from lying, if you want to be free from the spirit of lying tongue or the spirit of lies, make sure that you love and cherish integrity. Who a man is not his charisma. It is not how I preach that makes me who I am. It is the integrity I have built over time that makes me who I am. So what is the integrity you have built over time? How can somebody hand over his business to you unless you are an honest man? People are looking for honest people to work with. There are a lot of people that are saying, "Maria school, that I have completed school years ago, yet I have not been employed." Sir, somebody employed you. You were dishonest to the person. It has become a mark on you. You have no idea. You think life is just physical. A lot of things are spiritual. And so by that unfaithfulness that you displayed before that person, it has become a mark on you. So people know you to be dishonest. The world is a globe. We live in a global world. What you are doing against Papa Emmanuel, you have no idea. Maybe Papa Emmanuel knows Mama Maria, you have no idea. Maybe Papa Emmanuel knows Pastor Francis, you have no idea. Maybe Pastor Francis also knows Aaron, you have no idea. One day you'll be looking for work. You disrespected Mama Maria, you disrespected Papa Emmanuel, and you think that you can have your way with Pastor Francis. You will get a place in Pastor Francis' workplace, and you'll be so comfortable. One day Mama Maria will come and visit Pastor Francis, and you'll be exposed. We live in a global world. That is why there is a need for you and I to build a life of integrity. Your life must function on a moral ground. There must be a moral discipline. You must uphold a moral discipline. What are you made of? It's not how you are able to preach. Mama, it's your integrity is not the food you are able to cook. Your integrity is built on your honesty. Your honesty. We live in a global world. So you can complain to people that I'm a real school that I'm in Yajuma. Are you an honest person? Have you treated men well? Have you dealt with men well? Or you had a small opportunity and you thought that it was just a slim opportunity, and so you wasted the opportunity by being dishonest. You will meet other people who know somebody. Let me tell you, in this world, somebody knows somebody. I'm telling you. Me to me, Bani Dino. A certain woman came here. The woman is with us. She's close to 60 years. She's part of us. And my mentee. I'm a bony dean. Only hand to me, bony dean, I'm going to say, can I just say? When he said, when we were getting prepared to hold that program, that, like naming my daughter, she never commented on the page, on our WhatsApp page. She never made a comment. But the woman came. When the woman came with my wife's classmate that I do not know. The woman in question, I've never met her before. It is Shiloh that brought us together. I'm a Yamishas of Aaron. It is Shiloh that brought us together. When the woman was coming, Orban was not down for the net. Not down for the bar, you know. Now you mean your classmate. We live in a global world, though. And the kind of testimony the woman was, the classmate was telling the woman, I said, then this man is a good man. Because I know, me refer to Aya, the fact he did there, I said, Minimaya. Aya is a good woman. No wonder the Lord has blessed her with such a man. If the woman had heard something negative on that day, Wojai Shilu. Not because of anything, though. Because of a testimony. The integrity of my wife has given me a soul, has established a soul in my ministry. The integrity of my wife. Let's say that me iriko school no yena mama sabasa. That day I would have lost a soul. So don't think that you can be dishonest to Aaron and pretend to Mama Mercy are there and get Pastor Francis to work with. We live in a global world. And we live in a spiritual world. We live in a world where whatever you sow, you reap. So don't think that, oh, my Daniel Fikuro will send you, Mama Maria, be employed me. I'll grow and so. Build a moral fortitude. Be strong when it comes to integrity. Be sure that you have an integrity to protect. Let me give you a scripture. Come on. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 3. I said the integrity of the upright shall guide them. If you don't have guidance, I'm telling you today, it is because of integrity that you have lost sight of. Or see, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the purposeness of transgressors shall destroy them. Mama, in this life, it is not how charismatic you are. As a matter of fact, character is superior to charismatic. Character is superior to charismatic. You can call down fire from heaven to consume. After displaying that, the rest of your life is not a spiritual life anymore. It's not charismatic. It is character-led life. So character is, sir, you can be a very powerful prophet. You can use your prophetic to bring people to sit under you. It is your character that will make them remain. If the people will continue to sit under you, if the people will continue to learn under you, it's not because of your charismatic. The charismatic is just a gift. Your character is who you are. And every man must be able to build an integrity. You must be known for something that people can stand and say, ah, Pastor Francis is there. On this waiter. Pastor Francis, the young one, own tantra. Let's go to Pastor Francis. He will speak the truth. Let all men be liars. And let people say, ah, but there is one man called Francis. Let's go to him. As for him, dear, he will speak the truth. Let's go to Edmund. Edmund will speak the truth. Let everybody say otherwise. Let's go to Edmund. It's very, very important. Build an integrity. Nejai, may come mountains. And I may call the super time. But and I may come mountains. And I may come by. And I may call Sophia and anoint me. Sir, anointing doesn't change character. After all the anointing you have, you must work on your character. You must build an integrity.
let men know you for something. You must be known with something. Mama phone, who said you was here? Stand for the truth. Let all men speak lies. Only you stand for the truth. He saved Daniel. He saved a lot of people. The people of old, he saved them. Integrity is important. Build an integrity. Build an integrity. In this security, may your trust for that maybe you it will expose you. Don't follow money. You are a tongue-speaking Christian. You are a preacher. You are a prophet. Yet, character-wise, there is a problem. How can you gather people? Because you cannot gather people because you don't have the character to keep men. Do you think that if Jesus had no better character, people would have sat under him? People were not just following Jesus because of the miracles he did. Times. I think I have to find time and talk about integrity. I have a lot of scripture. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 to 27. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. Psalm 10, verse 9. I wanted to read all those scriptures, but let me go to the last point and close. Please, Tamaso. The last point is, okay, how can I abstain from lying? Speak the truth always. Speak the truth always. It will help you. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. Obi post to mamie. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. An instruction was given to the people of Israel. Say, these are the things that ye shall do. Do these things to help you. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Speak truth all the time. Be truthful to your neighbors. Anybody that is around you, let them know that for you, you speak the truth. It will help you to abstain from lying. Yield to the Spirit of God always. It will help you to abstain from lying. Let the Spirit of truth dwell in you. And let the Spirit of truth yield in you. Yield to the Spirit of the truth. And you shall always be a truth teller or a truth seer. Don't you chant for rough, rough. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Any hardened heart that causes you to tell lies easily, may the Lord change that heart. May the Lord change that heart in the name of Jesus. Any fear in you that makes you lie, may the Lord take it away from you. If there are broken walls in your life because of lies, certain relationships are broken, may the Lord restore you back. And I pray, may the Spirit of the Lord lead you to true repentance. Mama, repent. Daddy, repent. And throw nyade papa. You can't build a city with lies. Most of the things that politicians, they say to us, most of them are lies. At the end of the day, the voters stand on those things and vote against them the next time. Be truthful always, and you will be admired by great people. Osi wuni eska for that for and throw out channel doors into yes. Can he be an open dishonest man? Can he be up an honest man? The prayer is that may the Lord help you and I. If there is any lie that is building our relationship, may the Lord expose that lie. Empower the own person. May the Lord expose that lie so that we can build again. So that we can build again. Because you see Kudru Bebia. We are exposed that. I'm betray. Rather more any nanti on the prim. Now, I'm wired.